There are some books back there. I guess these are the ones I forgot what I brought. They'll be on out there tomorrow. We just, my husband was nice enough to run up and grab them. So Ecclesia is my newest book. On we actually have held an Ecclesia for Dennis Peacock in Philadelphia this last year. We're going to hold another one in the September meeting in Dallas. So if you've never experienced an actual Ecclesia convocation, we're going to hold one. So that's a plug for what he's going to be doing. Anyway, Reformers Creed and the Law Foundry. So those are there. If you're interested, or they'll be on the table. Let me just add a practical. Could I just one thing practical about sitting in the presence of the Lord? You know how you have five physical senses, mm-hmm. and that's how you educate the university of your mind. So what you see, what you hear, that's how you educate this mind. That's how you get information into you. It's through your five physical senses. Well, you actually have those same senses in the spirit realm. Mm-hmm. So have you ever heard yourself say, man, I think I just saw something. We didn't see something, but I heard something. So as you're practicing his presence, become aware to listen, to look, to sense. Sometimes, have you ever just picked up on the sorrow of the Lord?
Yes.
Just the grief. Okay, so that's a sense that you have in that spirit realm. And they are the gateways or the doorways for you to connect with God and to know what he is saying to you. So I'm just use that try to flow in the spirit realm and not the mental realm. There would be a couple of clues that I could give you. That would be the other one. If you're ever in a prayer meeting and you can hear people who begin to pray their information, mm-hmm. if you're sensitive at all to it, man, that's a prayer killer. Get somebody get out there and just pray their head, you know. So be careful even as you're in practicing the presence. Get people to help in worship, get music, I'm sure you know that. But just make sure you try to stay in that flow of spirit and not just head knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I don't know when God breaks. I mean, I wish I could say if you're there 5 minutes, boom, God. I've had times where God's been waiting for me. I didn't even have to get there. I've had other times where I've banged on that door for three weeks before he showed up, you know. But practice the presence. And so if you feel like you're here and you're saying, man, everything in me was stirred tonight. Well, why don't we just take this minute and you just talk to the Lord and say, ask for divine enablement and assistance to grow in this prophetic ministry. Can you do that? I'll let you just pray that for yourself, and then I'm going to release something over you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. It's good to bring yourself and present yourself before the Lord. Bring all of you. Bring your past, your present, and your future. Bring it all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, you have been speaking to your people and through the prophets. You've been speaking about a season that is coming in the earth where you're going to begin to pour out your glory and manifestations unlike the earth has experienced in both awakening and revival. So, Father, I thank you that everyone here tonight is a candidate for awakening and for revival. I thank you that there are deep places that are calling even now in the name of Jesus. The Lord's opening a deep, deep, deep well in your spirit. He's going to fill it with his glory. And you're going to be able to release things that are almost more profound than you're able to comprehend. The words are going to come to you almost in the form of a prose. And you're going to begin to release deep wells. There's a compassion in you that's going to stir even those whose hearts have been hardened, even those whose, it looks like they turned their back and walked away, with compassion within you is going to be a drawing tool that's going to soften the hearts of people. The Lord's going to grant you even a mind to comprehend deeper truths, and you're going to find ways to express those deeper truths in such a way that even the babes will begin to understand the things that you say. There's a revival spirit upon you. Your name is Chris. There's a revival spirit upon you in every place where you hunger to see the purposes of God. He's bringing a fresh new anointing that you'll be able to release those purposes. The Lord is even calling you to hear His word in those places of confusion, not only confusion in your life, but confusion that others will bring to you. The way you think this is how I manage that. There's even coming an ability to break through the clouds of confusion. Light's going to come, and you're going to see it in a brand new way. The word of the Lord rises up from you and it's going to come out of you like a trumpet coming out of your mouth. You're not going to declare it in sweet, small tones, but you're going to bellow it out because you're going to be so you already are so captured by the word of the Lord that you can't help but shout it and declare it. It'll echo in the ears of the people that hear you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is for April. And the passion of His presence is all consuming. Above all things, you want the presence, you want His touch, you want His glory. Your Lord honors even the call of your heart and commitment of your heart as He pulls you more in and as He releases more of His glory upon you. Thank you, Lord, Tamika. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is making a kind of like a direct funnel from His heart to your heart, from His mind to your mind. There are things that have been in the past that have like put kinks in that funnel of how things get able to come down and be heard. God's clearing that all out. It's a direct funnel, and you're going to be finding yourself saying, "Now, I didn't see that before, but I see it now. I didn't hear that before, but I hear it now." That pathway is being cleared out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The burden of the Lord is easy to be borne. His yoke is easy, His burden is light. And you have presented yourself before the Lord. He's even going to begin to put more and more of His burden upon you, for He trusts you. He calls you a faithful servant. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I say the Lord is going to continue to open your mouth, that you declare the mysteries of the Lord. He's going to begin to have others say, "I know what your husband says, but I need to hear it from what you have to say, for you don't walk in any shadow, you stand in the light of the Lord under your own mantle, and more of us come to hear what you have to say." Thank you, Lord. A very pastoral gift is on you, a very pastoral calling is on you. There's a shepherd's heart within you, and even the flock is going to be instructed and nurtured because you are in their lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see the extension. The Lord is extending your borders. It's like a barrier that was there being pulled down, and you're being extended almost as far as your arms can reach. That's how your reach is going to go, and then even beyond, for it's going to be a supernatural reach. I'm going to grant you the authority that you've asked me for, says the Lord. I'm going to give you even my words to put in your mouth so that you can create a thing and watch it come and pass on. I'll give you the level of authority upon you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Brother, the word of the Lord comes and says, "So rich deposits of my word have I put within you, and rich deposits of my ministry have I put within you, but I'm going to," says the Lord, "quicken things that have been lying dormant, for there are many treasures in you that I have yet to activate. This is the day," says the Lord, "where I'm going to activate those treasures. And where you found yourself functioning at 50%, you're going to be up to 75%. And then where you've been at 75%, you're going to be up to 100%. says the Lord, because I'm activating those gifts that have been resident and even enlarging the gifts that have already been activated. Thank you, Lord, for Tish. Is that right? Thank you for Tish. Thank you, Lord, for the word of the Lord comes and says the wind of God is blowing across the earth. It's blowing into communities. It's blowing into houses. And I'm going to show you, says the Lord, where my wind is blowing, and that wind's going to pick you up. It's going to send you places. It's going to place you places. You're going to be not only a catalyst of the wind, you're going to be motivated by that wind, and you're going to see my spirit move in incredible ways, says the Lord. Get ready to be astonished, even as you see where my wind blows and what my wind is doing. Thank you, Lord, for Adam. We bless this man. Thank you, Lord. So the word is in your mouth. The word is on your tongue. The word flows through your mind. The word comes into your ears and comes out in power. For I'm going to give even more clarity to that word and more sharpness. It's as though the Lord is saying, I've taken even and I've whittled, as it were, to make it more pointed. This is the day where it's not going to be a broad swing of a non-sharp object, but I've whittled it and I've sharpened that word in your mouth, and it's going to be like a surgeon's tool. It's going to cut in ways that you long for it to cut. It's not going to do damage, but it's going to be surgical strikes. It's going to be implemented by my spirit, and you're going to see great results of the word going forward, where it'll be like personally sent into the heart of this one, while it's personally sent into the heart of that one, and it's going to accomplish great things by my spirit. Oh, Lord. Bless, I bless, I bless in Jesus' name. Thank you. Y'all okay? We'll just do three more of them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Robert. Thank you, Lord. Quick of understanding. Going to make you even quicker of understanding. Says the Lord, I'm going to make you even quicker to comprehend it, and quicker to assimilate it, and quicker to deliver it. For you have been in practice, you have been in discipline, you have been even made a disciple. And even in that, says the Lord, are your skills even bringing you to this place of even more quickness in understanding and quickness and application. It's going to be that what took time to assimilate in days gone by, it's not going to be like that now, says the Lord, for you have received a promotion by my hand, and you have matured yourself, and you've given yourself to my disciplines, and this is the day, says the Lord, of a quick reaction and a quick return of the word going in you. So it's like it's almost like it's like sow the field, harvest the field. So it's like that kind of thing. Thank you, Lord. There is a skill to write that is yet to be drawn upon in its full manifestation. For even that which you know is broad, says the Lord, even that which you understand is broad, and it's time for you to write it. It's time for you to put it out there in a readable form, and a form that will go past your generations. For this part of your mantle has not yet been tapped, but it's how I see, says the Lord, the generations being equipped. Get ready for more and more and more opportunities, not for just that which is given to you to write, but I'm going to give you some stuff, says the Lord. I'm going to put my script in your heart and ask you to script my script, and you will find a new and actually surprising joy and surprising mantle that will come upon that which you write. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Your name is?
Sarah.
Marcella. Thank you, Lord, for Marcella. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The light of heaven brings with it a revelation of a new day. The light of heaven brings with it the dawning of a new day. For I'm bringing you into a new season, says the Lord, that has been obscured in the shadows of the farmer day and the evening season when the light wasn't full. But the light's coming on, says the Lord. You're going to see what you haven't seen. You're going to see clearly where to step. You're going to see clearly what to do. You're going to say, I have been redefined in the light of this new day, and you're going to find joy unspeakable, even as you navigate. God chose for you. Thank you, Lord, for Joseph. Thank you, Lord, for this man. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to cause people of influence to come to you that will influence you, and then I'm going to turn you into an influencer of men. For Joseph, you have yet to see those that you will influence. You have yet to know the far-reaching extent of your influence. For surely, says the Lord, am I going to bring even you to the forefront of people's thinking. They're going to have your name on their lips. They're going to have the thought of you in their mind until they seek you out. And those that are influencers are going to help to shape you, and then I'm going to turn you into a world shaper, says the Lord, and into a culture shaper. And it's going to be because you're going to be a man of influence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, let me just say to you, I didn't know any of this. I just close my ears, I close my eyes and start to listen. That's all you have to do. And if you don't know how to do it, just start practicing. Just practice it, you know. Because God loves, He loves His people. He loves you, He loves to fellowship with you, He loves to communicate to you, He loves to strengthen you where you're weak, encourage you where you're discouraged, and cause you to see what you couldn't see before. He does all that as you're in His presence. Practice His presence, all the prophets.
Amen. 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 Thank you.